Hello and good morning. This is Nishita and you are tuned in to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, December 18, and here's what you need to know before the markets open. Indian equity benchmarks, Sensex and Nifty 50, are likely to open lower, tracking weak global cues and caution ahead of the US Fed's policy decision. In the previous session, both indices ended lower amid broad-based selling. Sensex fell over 1,000 points to 80,684. And Nifty dropped over 330 points to 24,336. The India VIX rose over 3%, signaling heightened apprehension. Adding to investor caution, India's merchandise trade deficit widened to $37.84 billion in November from $27.14 billion in October, pressurizing the rupee. The Indian rupee hit a record low of 84.93 against the US dollar, unsettling foreign investors already wary of the rising dollar index. On December 17, FII's net sold shares worth 6,410 crore rupees, while DII's net bought shares worth 2,706 crore rupees. When it comes to sectoral performance, apart from Nifty Media, all sectoral indexes fell. Financials, oil and gas, and IT, however, weighed on Nifty the most. Financials were weighed down by HDFC Bank, whose shares fell nearly 2% following a warning letter from SEBI, alleging non-compliance in disclosure regarding the resignation of a senior employee. Reliance Industries, another Nifty heavyweight, slipped nearly 2%, dragging the energy index lower by 1.6%. IT firms, which derive most of their revenue from the US, dropped 0.5%, attributed by analysts to profit booking. The BSE Small Cap and BSE Mid Cap indices, which held firmly in early trade, succumbed to selling pressure in the second half, falling 0.5% and 0.7% respectively. Based on technicals, Nifty's short-term outlook remains weak. Analysts suggest the index could decline to 24,200, where it may find initial support. A recovery is possible if Nifty holds above this level. Investors now await a quarter-point rate cut at the end of the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting. Markets expect the central bank to scale back its easing in 2025 in anticipation of higher inflation under the Donald Trump administration. Monetary easing in the United States typically helps emerging market assets such as Indian equities as they boost foreign inflows. Following the Fed's decision, Q3 FY25 earnings in January and the Union Budget in February will provide key triggers for the Indian market. Overseas, US stocks closed lower as investors waited for a series of central bank decisions, including an expected rate cut from the Federal Reserve. Aside from the Fed, central banks in Japan, Britain, Sweden, and Norway are all slated to meet this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell for the 9th consecutive session, marking its longest losing streak since 1978. Asia-Pacific markets opened mixed today, following losses on Wall Street. Investors in Asia assessed trade data out of Japan ahead of a Bank of Japan rate decision this week. The country's exports grew 3.8% in November year-on-year, beating expectations, while imports fell by 3.8%, coming in far below expectations. On the domestic front, stocks to watch today include Aditya Birla Real Estate, Ambuja Cements, and Restaurant Brands Asia, among others. Aditya Birla Real Estate's subsidiary, Birla Estates, has acquired a land parcel of 70.92 acres in Boisar, for 104.3 crore rupees. Ambuja Cements has received its board's approval to merge Sanghi Industries and Penna Cement Industries with itself. The merger is subject to necessary statutory and regulatory approvals, including approval from the National Company Law Tribunal. The board of Restaurant Brands Asia will meet on December 20 to consider raising funds through a preferential issue, qualified institutional placement, or any other method. On that note, let's move to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Ajit Mishra, SVP of Research at Religare Broking, sharing his views on IT stocks.
So basically, HCL Tech is leading from the front when it comes to the phase of recovery within the IT pack and within the IT majors also. So it's been a consistent performer. The second, I would say, Infosys from that list. So, you know, yes, there could be some consolidation after the new highs that we have seen in the stock. But the way, you know, we are coming out of like prolonged consolidation or maybe the underperformance is the right word, you know, within the IT pack for almost like, you know, the recent years. I doubt that this move is going to fizzle out. So this any dip or, you know, corrective tone is a buying opportunity in the IT major. The preference should be given to HCL Tech and Infosys and then TCS in that list.
That is all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day.